Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. We're with Shasta Ways. She's a young Embry-Riddle student who's embarking on a grand adventure next year, and there's some poignancy to your around-the-world flight. Explain to us what Dream Soars is all about.
So Dream Soar, it's a global solo flight for STEM education. It's a flight that hosts outreach events along a global solo flight around the world. And these outreach events are really focused towards inviting women within the communities of these stops to come together and share their successes in STEM, feature them, and make these outreach events effective and impactful. So that's what Dream Soar Solo Global Flight for STEM in a nutshell is inspiring a new and diverse generation of STEM professionals and pilots.
Okay, so it's a flight around the world in 90 days, but there are some special firsts involved that involve you personally. Explain the special relevance of this flight for you and your background.
Sure. I'm originally from Afghanistan. I was born in a refugee camp. My family fled the country during the Afghan-Soviet War, and I was just barely a year old. When I was going through my flight training and I became a private pilot, I reached out to the Afghani government to find out if there had been any certified pilots from my country before, and they wrote back saying that I was the very first. So to be the very first from my country is an honor. I will be going back to Afghanistan. It's part of one of the stops along the journey, and it's going to be a week worth of outreach events that we're partnering with the UN, where we are going to be out and about in Kabul and inspiring both men and women to pursue higher levels in life.
Okay, give us some of the technical details, the airplane, the route, longest leg, all that.
Sure. So the route is 33 stops, 18 countries, 5 continents. The whole journey will take about 90 days, taking off from Daytona Beach, Florida, in a Bonanza A-36 aircraft. It has tip tanks fully equipped with a ferry tank, Garmin avionics. It's going to be all ready and set to go for this flight. We're going to be traveling east over the Atlantic Ocean, traveling through Europe, Middle East, Asia, and then traveling from Hawaii back to San Diego, so traveling over the Pacific Ocean as well. And the longest leg is from Hawaii to San Diego, which is about 2,213 nautical miles. And the range of the aircraft is up to 2,800 nautical miles, so it's a bit of a buffer there.
Where can we find out more information on you and on the flight?
I encourage you all to go visit the website, dreamsoar.com. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are using the hashtag dreamsoar. You will also, on the website, during the launch of the flight, will be able to track where the flight is going. So dreamsoar.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. Thanks for listening.